It's Tuesday, July 14th, 2009, and you're listening to The Apple Juice Show. If you're interested in sponsoring The Apple Juice Show, please email sales@applejuiceshow.com. Hello and welcome to the 44th episode of The Apple Juice Show. I am George Rage, host and producer of the show. You can find us on the web at applejuiceshow.com. Email us info@applejuiceshow.com. Now, we have some guests on the show today. Well, Colin, you're a regular, so why don't we, how are you doing, Colin?
I'm doing all right.
Where can we find you?
You can find me over at specialkolin.com.
Jordan, this is, I think, your third time on the show. How's it going, Jordan?
Is it my third? Wow, I'm back. Yeah, it's. I'm doing really well. I'm sitting here getting ready to pull an all-nighter, editing about three hours of radio and podcast stuff. So I just decided that I was so busy I should stop what I was doing and be on this podcast. It's a good decision. I'm glad to be here, and you can find me at vocalgeekery.com.
Okay, we want to congratulate you because it's your birthday today.
It is. So, I'm 65 and glad to be there. It's you youngsters, you scare me sometimes with your gadgets and your texting, but if we all just, remember Vietnam, I think we'll be fine.
So, it's actually Alex Lindsay's birthday today too. So
I noticed that, and I'm just so psyched that I share a birthday. He's a lot younger than I am, but we go way back. So yeah.
Yeah, I'm surprised. I have like four or five friends that I know have a birthday, so they share with you and Alex, which is great.
Half of those friends have something to do with your hair, so that's kind of weird.
yeah,
that's an inside joke that no one else is gonna get.
That'll another story be told about that. But you did buy an iPhone, Jordan.
I didn't buy an iPhone.
You didn't get an iPhone 3GS?
I didn't buy it. I don't buy anything. The company I work for switched us to AT&T, asked me if I want an iPhone. I said yes, please, and it showed up overnight the next day.
3GS?
Absolutely.
16 or 32?
16.
White or black?
First off, I'm offended at such a racist question, but black.
I didn't get black. I got a white iPhone, and I'm loving it.
So now, you're saying one's better than the other, you racist pig.
Yes.
Okay, no. The thing is that the fingerprints, I had the black one before, the black iPhone, and I didn't like it. So I moved on to a white one. White one, 32.
Is your white one fading? Are the colors fading?
No, it's not, actually. The thing is... That, I didn't put that in the show notes, for the story, but what happens is it's a third party case that is a crappy case, and I don't have a crappy case. I have a $50 case from InCase. So, I don't think it's $50, but it's $50 case. Remember the, I don't know if you remember the Griffin New Form. You heard of that one?
If I saw it, I'd probably recognize it.
Okay. Well, it's two pieces. You can, dock it. Basically it's the same thing, but InCase makes it. And I really like this InCase. The Griffin made it, really cheap. It fell apart. I mean, I did review the case and I loved it, but when it broke, I was like, hey, I know this made it cheap, but InCase, slider, it's amazing. Not the battery one, this is a pretty cool case. So.
Slider. Yeah. The case I have is it's the iFrogs. AT&T, and the purchasing guy who bought it for the company and sent it to me just said, what color do I want? I said blue. So he's
Know a bunch of people that have those, and someone at the Apple or at the AT&T store told one of my family members when they got their iPhone that it was one of the best cases. So
yeah, well, you get a case, and well, of course they're going to say that they sell it at the store, but they bundle it with the protection plan.
He didn't work there, actually. He didn't work there.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, but they bundle it with a protection plan and like a car charger. So they get to bundle. That's why I think they're just being so popular, is they got a good bundle. I think it's like $70. You get the protection plan, a car charger that not only has a regular iPod adapter, but also has a USB port on the top of it. You can plug in for an extra USB charging device of whatever type you want. And then there's also the case that I got. So.
Okay, so... enough of that. Moving on to stories. Apple releases Safari 4.0.2, just to some fixes. Now, sorry to say, I'm not on Safari 4. Are you guys running Safari 4?
I have been running Safari 4 for a while now, and it's I mean, I haven't upgraded yet, but to the newest build of it, but it's been so buggy, I might switch back to it again, because I've switched back to Firefox and back and forth like a ping pong ball.
I'm a Firefox child, so sorry to say, but this doesn't interest me at all.
I'm in and out with Firefox. I use it, but you know, I like them both. So, but I haven't moved to Safari 4 for some reasons that it won't work with my mail application, because I did have that problem one time where
Mail application are you using?
I use Mail app, which had an interference at one point a while back when it was in beta. Not even in beta. I think it was like when it was developer preview. And I had a problem with that.
That must have been years ago. Wait, what?
Safari 4? No, it was about 2 years ago.
Oh, actually. You mean when Safari was in beta or when Mail app was in beta?
No, Safari. It was, that was like two years ago. I downloaded something from the Apple website my friend told me about. And so I got a hold of that. But now it didn't really work out. But right now I switched Mail applications to Postbox. Very, very nice application. You guys should check it out. I don't know I think it's postbox.com, the link, but. Moving on to the next story. Favorite thing of my thing we talked about on the Inspector Gadget last week, called Z Grip iPhone Pro. It's an amazing for shooting serious video for the iPhone 3GS. Now, what startled me when I saw this, $295 for the price. Now, have you seen this, Jordan?
I'm looking at it right now, and I mean, this company looks like they sell, oh, it's Sakuto. Oh, yeah. They sell, I mean, they're professional stuff.
Yeah.
Not $299. I'm sorry. What?
$295.
Whatever it is. I mean, that's not acceptable.
It's not a reasonable price. Now, this is for Pro. Now, they did say that they would come out with a consumer version. Now, I'm trying to see if I can get one. I've emailed the company to see if we can get one on the show to review. And, which is, I mean, hopefully I can, but there's actually something else in the next story that we're going to be talking about. But this, I mean, it's an amazing thing. I mean, I got a bunch of accessories. You've got for $50, you got a tripod mount. Ridiculous. Because, I mean, I buy a tripod, it's not even $50. I paid $30 for my tripod. And then for a 10-inch rod, okay, I could buy this rod for like $10. So, I mean, they're pretty ridiculous pricing here, you know.
Well, they're going to, like you said, they have a consumer version. They say it's going to be way cheaper. You're going to lose some of the adjustability.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know who's taking professional video with the iPhone, though.
Nobody should be.
Well, but you know what I could see? I could see someone doing a film or a student project.
Did you see the music video that they made with the iPhone 3G?
Well, whatever it is, I'm just saying I could see someone doing a Cloverfield type thing where the character is supposed to be filming with the iPhone and they want to get professional footage through that lens.
Yeah.
And so some, you know, a studio wants to have these on hand in case they need to film, you know, for whatever. Because, I mean, it's such a popular product. It's not going to be long until someone in a movie is using the iPhone to video something.
Yeah.
So whenever that happens, they're going to want something for professional cameraman to use.
Okay, moving on to the next story. Now, this is OWLE, a mount that turns your iPhone your iPhone 3GS into a mobile video workspace. Now, this device actually reminds me of the Marware came out with a gaming solution for your iPhone. And basically what it is, you know, you put it in there, like, it looks basically handles like a PSP type of thing. You know, where you're holding it. I had an accessory for my PSP that handled it like a steering wheel, basically. And that's what the Marware has. But this thing, I think it's, they've taken the Marware, thing and they've modded it to look exactly like that. But it has a camera, it has a huge lens, and then it has a device for a microphone. Now, I actually purchased this, microphone that they were using in this video. It's a Monster microphone. Basically, it allows you to plug in your regular headphones into this device and use your regular headphones with your iPhone, and it'll give you an external mic. So it, you know, improves the audio quality from the mic that's in the iPhone. Now, I'm really liking this. Now, the thing is about this is what's really different from the other one, is that it's gonna, you know, it's gonna be completed by Christmas, but they're gonna have, you know, a couple copies for press and stuff like that. See if I can get one of these to review. And this is going to be $30 to $50 and including the accessories. So look at the price. I mean, the price dropped from $300 from something that's, you know, way over some people's heads to $30 to $50 when this is, I mean, an amazing price. Yes.
Yeah, certainly for the price difference, it's a much, much more compelling product. Although I'm not sure, do I mean, it maybe is a fun accessory, but do I really want this? Do I really want to be taking?
Yeah, why would we want to be carrying? Yeah, I mean, I couldn't see myself carrying this around.
For all that I really could see is just an iPhone, something that's cheap and simple, that's just essentially an iPhone case with some grips that allow you to kind of hold it in various positions with ease.
Or, something on the back where you can just, you know, put a monopod on there and then just.
Yeah, exactly. Just a little adapter and a little hand grip thing.
I did actually see a mod. Someone did that. They took a Griffin. iClear, I believe it was, and then they just modded it with something on the back and they just put it on their tripod. Now that was pretty cool. You know, but something like this where it's like a whole bigger device, you know, and carrying it around. I mean, I could see myself using it at some point. Like today, I was, hanging out with some friends and we were doing interviews and they were using a flip and I was like, hey, why don't we could use my 3GS? And so I took my 3GS and I was videoing. Now the thing is that no one can hold something really stable with their hand for a long period of time. So right. I think this would be something really cool that, I mean, people could use on a, like, you know, interview or, you know, little videos basis. I mean, it doesn't have to be like, I like the Z Grip because it's just one, you know, you're holding it. But this thing is pretty darn big, you know, it's pretty big, so.
Yeah. I wouldn't carry it around in a bag, that's for sure.
Okay, Apple celebrates their first anniversary of the App Store because actually it was, wasn't it a year ago that the 3G came out from yesterday or the day before?
A year ago tomorrow, I believe.
The 11th? I think it was the, anyone know? Yeah, I'm
pretty sure it was the 11th.
All right, so we're recording this on Friday, so on a Saturday. Seems right. Now, congratulations to the App Store. Leading into this, anyone have any favorite application picks?
Well, I should suggest, George, you know, we should send the App Store some flowers. A card, I think, would be appropriate. You may want to send the card around and get us all to sign it.
Exactly.
The one thing I understand, though, is the App Store is a big fan of gift cards, particularly Amazon gift cards. He really doesn't like gifts. He prefers gift cards, you know, because you never know what to get him. So
yeah,
just a little note there. Go ahead, Colin. You had a favorite app?
Actually, I do. Completely random from any of the other ones I usually talk about. It's called Bug Spray. And I was out hiking the other day and... it's a free application, and what it really does is it emits high frequency noises that deter flies and other types of bugs, and it actually works, believe it or not. Like I had turned it on and the bugs just like started flying away.
Really?
I would love to test that scientifically, but that's true, man. That's awesome.
Yeah. And I mean, it's not like annoying or anything. I've left it on the entire time we've been recording so far. And if you've heard anything, that was it. But otherwise, I mean, you really can't hear it.
I thought the noise was your brother was kind of backing away from it. I don't know if it works. Does it work against siblings or?
You could try.
That would be great. You know, siblings, parents,
yeah,
teachers.
I would definitely try that against my brother.
good times. So let's see, favorite application. You know, I gotta say, I was on vacation over the weekend playing, and I was meeting some new people, and the iPhones or iPod touches maybe is a great conversation starter, only because, you know, you pull it out, you start playing a game on it, someone wants to start playing the game, people start passing around the iPod playing the game that everyone's trying to beat, you know. And the one I was really enjoying is called Cube Runner. The game is as old as the App Store. It's pretty original, pretty unoriginal pick, but there goes the phone. I can't remember if it's free or 99 cents, but it's called Cube Runner. And let me check. You know, let's see. Cube Runner. And just a very simple game using the accelerometer. You just fly along a track at a certain speed. The goal is to... The goal is to avoid the cubes. You hit the cubes, you start over. They have Cube Runner 2 for $2.99, but I prefer just the original game. It works fine for me. And it was the kind of thing where everyone kept passing around trying to beat the other person's score, and then they would all cry out in agony when they would die, and it was just kind of fun. And I just thought, no, this is something that I'd kind of forgotten that I had that I like
yeah.
a lot.
Yeah. All right. I got two actually. Well, I'm going to be using these both. Hopefully, one is a flight update. Now it's pretty pricey. It's $10, and I purchased this because I'll be going to a trip to Europe within 2 weeks. So the show will be on pause for the time I'm gone. But this is a really cool application. Basically, you can put in your trip, and then you put in your flights that you have. So I put in my. I'm flying to different, I have two stops. So I got my flight from where I live to New York. Then I've got my flight from New York to Belgium. And then my flight from Belgium to Spain, which was my
What are you doing in Belgium?
I'm stopping in Belgium. It's my, stopping.
He's getting waffles.
Yeah, I'm going to get waffles.
Don't knock until you tried it.
Yeah. And, then I got my flights coming back, which are three, I'm going the same way, coming back. But it's a really cool application. I mean, then I'm sitting there in the airport the day I have to leave. I refresh the application. Oh, my plane's been delayed by an hour. Oh, what do I do? I mean, it's basically really cool. I don't have to be looking at the TV and finding which flight I have and stuff like that when I've got it right on my phone. So very, very nice application. I really like it. Now,
what's the name of it again?
Flight Update is the application name.
Cool.
I think this would be really good because I was actually at the airport earlier today, and they've got their little arrival departure signs are still the CRT ones, and some of them are so old they don't work. Like they'll just shut off and then click back on and shut off and click back on.
Yeah, I hate those. So
yeah, I think that's really good.
Another one. Useful. Another one that Leah Laporte also recommends. Audio Boo. Have you guys heard of
it? I haven't even tried it, but I'm not sure I really care.
Okay. Well, I bought this external mic. Another reason for this. So basically, you go into the application, and you've got your recent boos that people have done, which I don't guess this takes it off of any location base because, I just see a bunch of, Chinese writing and shit, crap like that. So then you can record. You can record, and then you publish it, and it publishes it to, audio – to AudioBoo's servers, which basically it's like AudioBoo /user/DDrage, and then you have your different boos that you've made. Now, I think it's great because I'll be in Europe and I don't want people to think I'm dead because I haven't tweeted for 3 weeks because who knows if I'll have internet access or not. I will be bringing my MacBook, but I don't know what Europe leaves me in Spain, what leaves me to Starbucks free Wi-Fi or something like that.
I'll tweet for you.
So, no, I'm not handing out my password for anybody on Twitter. No, I'm not. So, I'll be booing. I'm taking my first gen iPhone and I have that unlocked. And so I'll probably buy a pay-as-you-go SIM card over there and insert it in and boo from that iPhone. So let's see.
To me, this is a lot like, actually, it's kind of like a lot like Twitter, like podcasting, a lot like YouTube in the sense that, okay, so you put out your boo for everyone else to listen to, and the idea is you listen to other people's boos. But as these things tend to go, it usually ends up being a couple people who everyone really wants to hear, Leah Laporte,
yeah,
Alex Lindsay, Kevin Rose, and then the rest of them just kind of get thrown to this mix of like, oh, you uploaded a boo, big deal, or where's Leo's boo, And it's almost like it's just another platform for celebrities or people who are more widely known to communicate on, whereas if I want to talk to my friends, I'll Twitter or I'll post a video to YouTube, but I'm not expecting people to subscribe to
now,
my
what I've actually done is I've integrated this booing service to my Twitter and Facebook. So every time I boo, it'll be on Facebook and Twitter. So then people will say, oh, he's alive. He's not dead. He's tweeting. He's actually booing.
Oh, darn. Wait, what?
So people will know I'm alive. That's one thing. I was actually reading someone's blog post about an internet will, which I think everyone should have one. I'll put a link to that blog post there because it's
internet will.
Yeah, Adam Jackson, blog.adamjackson.com.
Is he saying like what would happen if you died and how would your descendants handle your internet presence?
Yes, exactly.
I thought about that. That's a really good point.
He updates it every week. He has a 25 page PDF that he has on a thumb drive, and he showed his wife where it is. But he also sends a copy to his dad and has all the passwords to all his social media accounts, banks, you know, everything. So when he dies, you know, he said, you know, he's maybe one day he says, oh, you know, how's it going, everyone? And then the next day he doesn't tweet and you think he, you know, he might be dead. Well, his sibling, you know, a relative will go on to his thing, say, we are very sorry for our we are very sorry. We have lost Adam Jackson in the presence, you know, of today at such hour. And then, you know, people know he's passed away. I see that's what I want, you know, to happen if anything happens to me, you know. So I'm going to start compiling a list.
You're going to Europe. You ever seen the movie Hostel?
No, I have not. But there was a plane that did that plane that went from, you know, Argentina or wherever to France and never found. So
yeah, exactly. No, I think it's a good idea, and I've kind of thought about, you know, my grandfather died recently, and you know, I think there was one password that we all knew he had for like his email address. But if I died right now, I am represented on the web, and especially, you know, people like myself and George, and I've got a radio show, I've got podcasts, I've got followers. It's the kind of thing where not only do I have a set of data that rules or deals with how I interact with the web, i.e. my passwords, my contact info. But I have people who actually, like, that's the way they communicate with me. And it's like my family would need to be able to communicate them and tell them what's going on.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to be, you know, have no Twitter.
I just don't want to die. I just
don't. So, that is actually a good thing. And thank you, Adam Jackson, for posting that. Adam Jackson on Twitter. At Adam Jackson on Twitter. So we'll post that blog post because that's a very good idea. So moving on. New iPhone patent application surface object and facial recognition messaging and voice modulation. Now, would this be something like fingerprints?
Something like that. It would be like a it knows who you are kind of a thing, I guess.
Now, that'd be cool because then I could have like different users on there. And then when the iPhone looks at you, it'd be like, oh, you're not George Dredd. You're a stranger. We're not opening the phone to you. So that'd be interesting.
Yeah.
I would suggest it's interesting that there's this patent application for audio modulation. People that I know who are not, number one, very up with what's going on in the industry. And number two, are very insightful for what other companies are doing. Number three, has special contacts, all suggest that Apple is really developing this idea of audio recognition. We're seeing Gen 1 with the iPhone 3GS, but that Apple from day one has been trying to get rid of the keyboard and the mouse and buttons. And in a utopian Apple future, there will always be a keyboard of some sort, but the vocal control will be much more prominent than it is now, and Apple wants to lead the way in that. That's what I'm hearing, and so it doesn't surprise me at all that they're working on more voice technology. What's funny is how Google went about that process. You know, Google for the longest time had Google 411, where you could call in and get business listings, and they use that as a test bed for vocal recognition so that now they can do things like Google Voice Search on the iPhone, and it's so much better than the Apple voice commands, only because Google has such a larger database and more data to work with, you know.
Yes. Yes.
The information coming in. So it'll be interesting to see what Apple does. I mean, I'm using voice commands on the iPhone 3GS all the time. So.
Yes, yes. So iPhone 3GS upstream transfers limited to 384 gigabits per second. So what do you think about this? I mean, it's not really a megabyte, at least a megabyte. I mean, you know, it should be a megabyte. It should be more than a megabyte. It's, I mean, 384 gigabytes to upload. I think that's ridiculous.
Is it this total file size?
Of the, you know, the upload. Yeah, per second. That's not the file size, but it's
the
how
transfer
fast. Speed. Yeah, the transfer speed. Yeah.
Well, that's not a whole lot less than mine is on my DSL network.
Really? I got 2 megabytes up.
Dude, I have 400K.
Wow. Wow. How do you get those podcasts out there, man?
Very, very slowly.
Overnight. You do it overnight. Yeah.
Not really. I mean, I can get a 100 megabyte podcast file uploaded in, you know, 30 minutes.
Yeah.
So. Not a big deal. But no, seriously, you know, I don't, if it was a file size cap, that would bother me. But this works. I mean,
this works, I mean, for some people, but I think, if we're supposed to be doing, you know, if we can do 7.2 megabytes download speed, you know, then there should be a higher upload, but.
Sorry, my iPhone's making noise. I just downloaded Brothers in Arms.
Oh.
Game. It's
Do you
it's
actually
free.
Have a good game other than Cube Runner?
Yeah, I've been playing Prism.
That's not a good game.
Like Star Defense or Hero of Sparta or anything like that.
I played Star Defense. I played all the way through Hero of Sparta. I like that.
3D Coaster is fun.
I don't like it.
Well,
I think it's fun.
That's enough of applications. Last story of the day, Apple to build a $1 billion server farm in North Carolina. Look at that. You both are in North Carolina, and they're going to build a server farm.
Uh-huh. Yeah, they changed state law to make this happen.
Yeah, you know that. So, since the economy, the local economy, including 50 full-time jobs, 250 indirect jobs, as well as an impact on 3,000 jobs in related industries. So basically, it's going to bring North Carolina people a job to have because there hasn't been very good in the economy.
And there's not many jobs up here either.
So this is going to be in Catawba County, yeah.
A fun little fact.
Catawba.
my mistake.
That is Catawba Catawba. What the hell? Pronounced Catawba.
Okay,
I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna write in. This is into end chat. Look at your AIM. I'm gonna send you the. This is the county I live in. See if you can pronounce that.
Watanuga?
You see it there?
Yeah, Watanuga.
That's Watauga. So okay. Catawba.
guys, I speak a second language. My Spanish is going into
it's because he's Hispanic. His voice control on his 3GS doesn't work properly. Also,
yeah, because I'm Hispanic. No. All right, but that was a good laugh for the show. But
fun little fact about the location. One of the closest towns is known as... is called Newton, I think.
Yep, I've been there.
Yep, which is one of Apple's first devices.
Yeah, it's called Newton, and there's a rabbit breeder there that I got a rabbit from one time. Totally random, but of course, okay. Just north of that, in I don't remember the name of the county, but Lenore, Google has a server farm.
I did. That's
an hour apart from each other, I think, right?
About an hour.
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting. So that's a fabulous opportunity for some people in the county economic development. President Scott Miller said that at a joint meeting of the county commissioners and Maiden Town Council that we went after it very hard. So basically, they were really wanting to have this server farm in. That county.
Yeah, I mean, whenever Apple wants to put $1 billion into a state, you know, all the states are lobbying for it. And so North Carolina kind of bent over backwards, changed state law. You know what they did? They changed state law that had to do with taxes on a company, and the taxes were based on how much of the business is generated from the state. And if they lowered the percentage by just a half of whatever it was, I might be wrong on this, but this is generally the idea. Then Apple could get in there without having to pay extra taxes, and that's what they did.
All right. That has been a wonderful 44th episode of the Apple Juice Show. Thank you very much, Colin and Jordan, for being on the show. Where can we find you again? Or actually, what's your Twitter?
Oh, you can find me twitter.com/specialcolin. That's special KOLIN.
I'm working on a new Twitter account, twitter.com/luckycharms. Oh, wait. No, I'm on twitter.com/vocalgeekery, VOCALGEEKERY, vocalgeekery. And you go over there, and that also link to my website where I have links to my radio show and my podcasting and all the other stuff I do. So, George, always a pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
You're very welcome. And you can find me at twitter.com/ddrage. You can find the podcast at applejuiceshow.com. Thank you very much for listening in to this wonderful 44th episode.